Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Photos by Jurassic?
No.
Oh. Wait, no, I do.
That sounds familiar. No, that sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out of it.
He knows everything. I just get the scoop from him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I can only imagine.
Everyone's fucking each other?
Pretty much. Everyone's super horny.
You know what it reminds me of? Also, just so you know, because it's your first time, we already are recording.
Yeah, we are
this
recording.
Is kind of how we start a podcast. Yeah. There's no real funnel.
Everyone's fucking in CrossFit.
Everyone's fucking everyone. People talk about during the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that's like, I want to say maybe I talked to Fraser about it because he obviously was on the Olympic weightlifting team. But like when they go and they're all in the Olympic training center, they're fucking in the training center.
No,
I mean, they're just living there. They're like in the training center.
See, I thought when you're going to perform, like you got to keep it all like bundled up. Like you want that like pressure, right? No. No, that's not
maybe
a thing.
Maybe they're all fucking right when they finish. To the finish line.
That's what I was gonna say. Like,
been holding back pressure too long
across the finish line.
I can't lick a jacket.
Really trying to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Refs with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah,
we want to introduce our amazing guest.
Obviously, because all of you guys listen to this every week, and we told you we were having a guest on. We have Aaron Hind. He is the co-founder and president of Life Aid.
You got my name right. No one ever gets my name right.
I want you to know I have been stressing about it.
We said it both ways last time. We said it. I'm pretty sure it's either Aaron Hind or Hind. Yeah, we go both ways.
I haven't heard that one. Hindi is usually.
Oh, really? Hindi?
Yeah.
No.
I'm Indian.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
I'm Puerto Rican, just for the record.
Oh, okay.
With pronunciation. Like
I'm 100% white, according to my 23andMe. So
you are very white. But what did you think you were?
Oh, I really thought I was Native American.
Wah, wah.
I really wanted to be something cool, and I got it back, and I was like, 100% white. Lame. I know. Yeah, crash and burn. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm half white.
Yeah.
13% black, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're super cool.
You're cool
with everyone.
Got great skin.
Everyone
skin
just
tone?
Hates me. Just kidding.
The whites.
Yeah, I hate the whites.
Democrats.
I knew.
This is starting out really well. No. Okay, guys, so we have vodka in our Fit Aid.
Yeah, right we are. We are drinking vodka. Now I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything. It's for no reason, but you said how they pronounce your name, Hindi.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
My last name is Ence.
Yeah.
And people pronounce it Ency.
Ency. Yeah.
Well, in the English language, that doesn't really make sense.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
No.
It would have like a Y after it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because I'm an English major.
IE. I would think
or IE.
Yeah.
Ence.
Or EY.
But you did mention that you're starting to DJ.
I am.
What's your DJ name?
That is a good question.
Stop.
It's up for debate now. I'm actually think it's going to be 13%.
Oh, I like that.
Because of my 23andMe.
Okay.
And people always ask me what I am, now I'm just going to say I'm 13%.
Like it. Okay.
And when they ask, what are you? They mean, what makes you brown?
Right.
Because if I said, oh, I'm English Irish, they'd be like, no, you're not. I go, yeah, actually, I am half, but the brown part is.
How much are you English Irish?
Basically 25-25. My dad's white.
I'm 49.
There you go.
Real white. I'm like a 0.1% Spanish. That's my brown part.
All right.
So if I had a DJ name, it'd be 0.1%.
Perfect.
Is that the brown part only coming out in your eye color and your hair color?
Yeah, for
the rest of you is very 49%.
My butthole's a little darker, so you know, there's that too. Just kidding.
She's telling the truth. I've seen it.
I've not bleached it. No.
If I was a DJ, it's going to be DJ Unce.
There you go.
I can't take credit for that. Someone else, just pronounced my name really fast. All right. So, we're drinking Life Aid. You guys have we'll start from the beginning. You were a chiropractor?
Yeah, right here in Scotts Valley.
Yeah.
Are you still?
No. Yes, I still have my license, but I don't practice. Okay. I haven't practiced for 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I got hooked on the CrossFit, because I was had my office right here, and then some of the higher-ups from HQ started coming in to see me. And this is before HQ CrossFit had their
Maxim,
own gym.
Right? Is it Maxim?
Before that.
Oh.
Going to OG. Really?
Because I remember CrossFit I met you guys NSC. When you were taste testing.
Yeah, yeah. This is before Maxim. It was called NSC, North Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Which is bullshit because it's Scotts Valley. But they wanted to have...
It sounded cooler.
So this
it's
is
easier.
Back.
It's
you
easier.
You know Ronnie Boosie and gosh, who else owned that gym?
Ronnie and
Ronnie
Nico,
and
my ex worked out there.
Yeah. So this is OG. That's where the athletes used to work out when they come to town because CrossFit didn't have their own gym.
Was it Jason?
Yet.
Yeah. Bills? No.
Jason J Dot.
They worked out there.
Yes, worked out there.
Okay.
And I was a coach there.
Yeah.
There was one other guy.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't.
It was several owners. Anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
Started treating people from HQ and then the athletes and then the owners. And then they started roping me in to, hey, you got to come, you know, check out CrossFit. And I was like, all right, I'll check it out. Cause I remember Greg way back in the day. Cause when I was in college home on break, I'd have a membership at World's Gym, which used to be World's Gym here in Scotts Valley, Gold's Gym in Santa Cruz, right. And 24 Hour, because it was like $10 a month each.
Right.
And there were kind of different girls at each gym. So I would just
right.
do
exactly.
a couple days a week at each one. Yeah. Just have be on
hose
the rotation.
In different area codes, you know?
And I remember...
hose and all codes.
I remember seeing, you know, Greg like run in with like four or five people, taking up two or three pieces of equipment, then run out of the gym, then they'd run back in and... People would be like, what the fuck are you doing? You're using up all the equipment. And then you wouldn't see him anymore. But then I'd see him at the next gym because he'd get kicked out of that one and go to the next
one. That's funny.
And go to the next one.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like the early exposure. But then, yeah, I got working out at NSC. My first workout, I'll never forget. I was like, I can't remember exactly what we were doing. I know there was running in it. And a couple of my patients were in the class. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to pace with those guys. They're in pretty good shape, but I should be able to beat them. You know, blah, 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 right with them on round one. Then it came to round two and something just started seizing in my body and I went over to the bushes and I don't like to puke. I puke like once every 10 years in dire circumstances. So I'm holding onto the fence. I'm like, oh God, I can't puke. And I'm just sitting there as everyone's just looping me laughing. I finally finished. Everyone's applauding me. My last place finish. I'm like, all right, I guess I got some work.
Isn't that the worst? I'm sorry.
Worst.
I know that everyone like loves that in CrossFit. Like, and that's a really cool thing, but I'm always that last person. I'm always like, get the fuck away from me. Don't applaud me.
No.
Yeah.
Clap
your hands. I'm never coming back.
Don't shame me. Just keep doing.
Like,
go on with your day.
Finish last.
Yeah,
like,
go
clean
on
up
with
and
your
go
day.
Home. Yeah.
Go on with your day.
Don't look at me.
I know.
I'm with you.
That's how I am.
Because you always finish last. Okay.
I always finish last.
All right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know you do. I always wait.
There are people, though, that they get really upset. We have some at our gym. They get really upset if people are still doing anything and anyone, even if like you have somewhere to be, you have an appointment.
Oh, it's like cleaning up.
If you're cleaning up your equipment before the workout's over, they're pissed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Tell them not to come work out at RHQ because I'm like done. I'm like,
girl, peace out.
Oh, say
I got shit to do.
You got 20 more minutes. I got something to do.
Yeah.
You're good.
Same.
Like, see ya. I'll give you a high five when you come by my desk later.
Me and Gina, it's like if her or I like start cleaning up because we finish, the other person's just like, oh, are we done? Oh yeah, cool. Me too.
Oh, is that
it? Just cleans up their stuff.
No,
too.
I was gonna say when you included me, I was like, I just quit whenever you quit. I was like, oh, that was a 5-minute workout. Cool.
Yeah,
I wasn't anywhere close to being done. Anyway,
so you were a chiropractor.
Yeah,
and
ten years.
So how did you? What interests you into beverage?
Yeah, well, how do you get into that?
Do you want the corporate line or do you want the real?
No,
story?
I want the real
Give
story.
Me the
real nitty gritty.
I'm gonna taste it right now.
The real story.
I've been tasting it.
Well, even the corporate line is still true. I mean, everything that we put out is true, but there's more to the story than just the corporate line. I'd say that the truest version is, you know, Ryan and I did meet at CrossFit North Santa Cruz. We started hanging out a little bit. He was writing for the paper, the Scotts Valley Banner. I used to write for the paper. I was actually waiting to see him in town because I was pissed because he wrote a column bagging on gold. And like I had like all my money was in gold at the time, like literally holding gold in my safe. So I'm like, this fucker, I can't wait to see him. He doesn't know what he's talking about, that piece of shit financial advisor. And I see him in the gym and I'm like, here's this guy. And I find out that he's a DJ because Ronnie liked house music. He's like, oh, yeah, Ryan DJ. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're a DJ. You're probably no good, but that's cool. So I don't think anything of it, and I run into him a couple more times at the gym. Well, lo and behold, we're at a school fundraiser, Rama and I, and I run into him and his wife there, and I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Oh, our kid goes to Mission Hill here in Scotts Valley. Ours does too. What grade? Kindergarten. Oh, ours too. What teacher? Same teacher.
Yeah.
And then we find out from our kids that they're recently best friends in kindergarten. We're like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we're at the school fundraiser, and then Ram and I are like, all right, well, fun hanging out, but we're out of here. We're going to go party. And Orion and his wife look at us, and we're like, well, we like to party. Where are you guys going? Like, ah, you probably don't like to party like us. Like, you know, we're going to go strong in the hole. And they're like, no, we're really like committed. Party. So anyway, long story short, we end up back at their house, and Orion gets out the turntables and starts spinning, and we do like a 4 a.m., you know, DJ dance party at the house. And so, you know, friendship developed, and, you know, a couple years later, probably about a year and a half later, invited him to a party called 3 Degrees that I help coordinate. It's like a pre-compression, pre-Burning Man party, about 300 to 400 people every year. Up, it used to be, we used to hold it up in Willits, up in Northern California, in 600-acre property, like 25, 30 DJs, you know, beautiful event. And him being a DJ, I figured, you know, I wanted to introduce him to the crowd and all our friends, and then hopefully he could get a DJ slot there. And I was handing out 5-HTP and Milk Thistle and B vitamins because, you know, we're basically not sleeping much for a few days straight and we're serotonin depleted. And then we had this idea when we were all fucked up is like, hey, we should put these into a little packet instead of having to buy full bottles of everything and call it party pills.
Yeah.
And then we could sell it on 7-Eleven counters, you know, that people didn't have to buy, you know, the full bottle of everything. And so we actually started down that path, and we were getting artwork developed and registered some domains around party pills and some IP. And then, I mean, I know you're old enough, Gina, for to remember this. You're closer to my age. Brooke, maybe too.
I'm older than you, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know so if I'll remember.
But you remember No-Dos?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
So for those younger generation out there, No-Dos was a thing when we were in high school. It's basically like crank.
It was legal crank. Right.
But basically, No-Dos was this major
like what you
upper
would you would take to study.
Yeah. And we started thinking, well, if supplements or pills, if supplements in pill form were the way to go, No-Dos would be a $1 billion company. Red Bull wouldn't be around, mm-hmm. you know, today.
Right.
But No-Dos is gone and Red Bull is what it is. So we're like, we should put these in a drink form. And that's when the concept of Raverade came about.
Stop it.
Yeah. So we were going to, so basically we took all those supplements and put them in we're putting them in a can and calling it Raverade. Some friends of ours that owned a production company in LA, we pitched them on the idea because they were throwing festivals.
Right.
And they're like, nope, can't do it. No. It's not called raves anymore. You know, they're festivals. It's too edgy.
That's true. Yeah. Right.
You know, no one wants to touch a rave. And we're like, damn it. And we're like, okay, we'll tone it down. So we called it Party Aid instead of Raverade. And then in January 2011, we're back at Orion's house doing another DJ dance party, and it's his birthday. And we're like, hey, we need to register Raverade as a domain name. Let's make this happen. And so we get on the computer, and we get Raverade.com for $12. Well, we're like, well, shit, we CrossFit. There's no drinks in CrossFit yet. Let's see if Fit Aid's available. We golf once a week. Let's see if Golf Aid's
Stop
available.
Stop it.
So we registered 80 domain names on his birthday. We even got BonerAid.com for $12, which we still own. So anybody out there that wants to get into porn, contact me for
that
the right price.
So
we'll let it go.
Good. Oh my
Boner-aid.
God. Boner-aid.
I feel like we could make really awesome like
Holy
fake
shit.
Commercials for all of your other domain
right?
names.
Yeah, we have some funny ones.
Really good ones.
Yeah.
We have some fun. God. I love that those
But that was it. I mean, that's the start of it. That's the genesis. And then from there, it's just figuring it out. You know,
how do you go from that? Like one night, like just getting all the domains to like all of a sudden like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to be, we're going to be a beverage company. Like, yeah. how do you get the hookups? Like, how do you, like, who's going to distribute? Who's going to make it? Who's going to.
Yeah. So we started researching and the first thing, there's two things that happened at once. One, we needed to find a can manufacturer. We knew we wanted to be in cans. Cause even back then we're like, look, plastic's ruining the planet. And I'm not an enviro, but I got a place in Hawaii and there's plastic shit. Right. You know, I've been to Thailand, like plastic, single use plastic.
Yeah,
go bye bye. I mean,
right.
Come on. It's just, you know, so we knew we wanted to be in something recyclable. We knew we wanted, you know, clean products. No garbage in it. And so the first thing is like, okay, well, we need to get a can, right? So there's this company called Rexam that at the time was the largest can manufacturer in the United States. So we call them up. And I got to preface this by saying the beverage industry has a 99% failure rate. Okay.
Yeah,
95%
right.
of beverage, new beverage companies fail in the first year,
wow.
99% fail in the first 5 years. So we call up the West Coast rep for Wrexham, and he knows the stats. We are totally green. We know nothing, and we don't have that much money in the bank account for this company. We, Ryan and I each put in 30 grand each. It was basically our savings at the time.
Sure.
And the guy from Wrexham says, you know, what are you looking for? He's like, well, the minimum can runs 202,000 cans, which we didn't have enough money for. And we said, well, we've been researching. We heard these things called silver bullets. And a silver bullet is basically, imagine this can that it's not printed on. It's just blank.
Okay.
It's just silver.
Okay.
And he said, well, all cans are made to order. We really don't have silver bullets. Occasionally, you know, there's some overages or something that don't get printed, but it's not likely. Like, basically, you guys are broke. You don't know what you're talking about. Right. Stop wasting my time.
Right.
The call.
The gist of it.
The gist of it. Yeah. So we hung up, and we're sitting there like, fuck, there goes our great idea. And we had another idea. We said, well, hey, let's send him a handwritten note saying, hey, thanks for the call today. And we included a $100 Roos Chris gift certificate in it, gift card in it, and said, hey, if any silver bullets show up, please let us know, and sent that. Well, lo and behold, about a week later, we get a phone call. Hey, I got two pallets of silver bullets, and you know, we were off to the races. So, yeah, after that, we went down to a flavor house in L.A., which is basically a chemistry lab. Yeah. And, you know, I handed them the formulas and said, hey, this is what we want to put into a drink. And we don't want to use any sucralose or aspartame and no sodium and, you know, no artificials. And can we make it? And the lady's like, no, you can't make that. You know, it's like there's too much in it and you can't do it without jacking the sugar up or using artificials. And then we're like, all right, well, we're out of here. We'll go somewhere else. And then she's like, well, let's, you know, let's give it a shot and we'll try it. And if people are super OG, they'd remember the first can of Fit Aid actually tasted like shit. It was barely palatable. But fortunately, we've gotten a lot better at it. And, you know, over time.
I remember I was at Maxim and DJ. Like, I met Daniel when he was coaching us when I first moved out here. And you guys had brought in some, like, blind taste tests.
Yeah.
And we were tasting them. Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Look at you now. Yeah,
DJ. Yeah. Yeah. DJ, shit. We've been buddies with him since pretty much.
I know.
The
well, you know what's funny? When I met him, You know what's funny? As I was driving to the airport today and I was like, yeah, like we're doing an interview with Aaron with Life Aid. And he was like, oh, yeah. You know what? Just make sure that you mention the fact that their merchandising or their marketing is really great with that one really, really good looking guy. Like in his.
That's right. He's our male model.
Yeah. He's like that one really good looking guy. And I remember years ago, like I would drive, we would like drive around and be like, oh yeah, we got to go buy Fit Aid. He's like, and he'd go pick up like packs of Fit Aid because he had like gone and done like modeling for you guys and he would get like free Fit Aid from it.
He's actually gotten better looking with age. I think so too.
He's
aged very well.
Yeah. Well, and
not if you ask his mom. His mom told him that he looked very old last time she saw him. But no, he has.
Well, and over the last couple of years too, he grooms himself very well.
Yeah,
he keeps his hair cut. He's almost a little metro-ish.
Yeah, his beard's always nice.
It's like perfectly trimmed. Yeah. He's looking tight.
His hair's all perfect.
I see him random places too. I saw him in the airport like two weeks ago. I saw him downtown last week. I'm like, hey,
handsome
DJ,
guy.
DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, handsome guy. You want a model
for us? I'm not gay, but if I was, minimally we'll put you on the website.
Also, let me know when you start porn because Bonerade.
DJ, we have a new product for you. How big is your schlong?
We loved you so much that we actually want to have a whole new campaign around
just
you.
Just for you.
Not really you, but your D.
It's actually funny because...
Put the D in
one
DJ.
Time. Seriously. Oh my God, that's a perfect slogan. No, we were... it was the last time Brooke was at regionals and you guys had your booth down there in San Diego and there was a big banner on the bottom and Brooke was doing... like a meet and greet and there was this huge line and we were taking video of like, you know, like this huge line that was like waiting to like meet her. And then I took a video of Daniel standing next to the Fit Aid because he's like on the picture on the bottom and he's literally like, hey guys, I'm here. Like anybody want to meet me? Like anybody want to get signed some autographs? Like it's really funny. So
the kids love him.
Yeah. They do.
The kids.
Yeah. They do love him.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, so you basically started from those silver bullets. Because apparently my vodka fit age just kicked in. The silver bullets.
At what point in the journey, would you say that it started to be profitable in a way that you got away from silver bullets?
Yeah. Well, we were still, you know, I still had my practice full time. So did Orion. It probably took a good year and a half of just kind of grinding it out and burning money. I mean, you got to remember, we launched basically three products at the same time. We had, within a very short period, we had FitAid for the CrossFit market, GolfRaid for golf, and PartyAid, the previous RaverAid, for kind of the party community.
Where do you think it was taking off more?
Well, GolfRaid was actually making us all our money. Not
really?
FitAid. Yeah.
Interesting.
GolfRaid was making, like, we did like 750K in GolfRaid, like in the first year, I think. So
We
were selling a lot to golf courses, but we had three different websites. We had three different social media handles. It was like everything was separated on purpose because the golf community and the CrossFit community and the rave community are three totally different communities.
Very different.
Didn't want to like cross-pollinate.
Right.
And it was totally stressful. We were burning through tons of cash because we're trying to be relevant in three separate communities.
Right.
We're doing outfit changes from like fire dancing to Lulu to polo, golf polo shirts.
That's so funny. Plaid pants.
And one of my, you know, good friends and mentors took me aside and he knew the challenges that we were having because, you know, I had sold my practice and the guy that I sold it to took my golden goose and killed it and BK'd on me. So that was my sole source of income.
Right.
And so I had just bought the property up in Bonny Doon off the grid and we were living in a trailer, you know, 400 square foot trailer. And I had two kids.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I had no income, zero. And I'd already burned through all my savings. So I'm totally broke. I'm living in a trailer and we've got, you know, we're boiling water on the stove to take baths. We're living out of ice chests. We're eating like mac and cheese and tuna every night because we got no money. And that's like $1.25 meal for anyone who's broke out there.
Right.
And so it got to be like really tough, really dark times. And so I called my buddy Ben, who's, you know, super successful. And, you know, I'm like basically crying to him. Like, I am fucked, bro. Like, you have no idea how fucked I am. I'm in my early 30s. I'm supposed to be in my prime. And I've made all these promises to my wife and, you know, like we were supposed to only be living in the trailer for a few months while we build our dream house on the top of the property.
Right.
And he's like, man, he's like, I'm a member of this marketing group. It's not cheap to join. But I think you'd get a lot of benefit from it. It's $25,000. He's like, I'll tell you what, I'll pay for it. Just pay me back when you can, if you want to join.
Wow.
And I'm like, if you think it's worth it, I'll do it. So I just like, I mean, I was leveraged to the max. I had $260,000 in student loans. I had my mortgage. I had, you know, everything.
Normal life, wife, kids.
And no money. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'm already so fucked. Like, what's another $25,000? And so we go, you know, go to this marketing deal with a bunch of really successful, really smart people and basically spilled my guts on what my issue was. And they're like, dude, you're spread too thin. You got to choose a single target market. Choose a single target market. So I came back, you know, sat down with Ryan. It's like, dude, we got to choose a single target market. We got three businesses here and none of them are doing great.
Right.
And so we looked at everything. And even though GolfRaid was bringing in the majority of the income, the trajectory of FitAid meaning like the sell in and the sell through, how much product we were moving in CrossFit, even though it was a small number at the time, was had a greater trajectory than that of golf rates. So we just did a full pivot, and we literally put, let the other two, Party 8 and golf, go on cruise control. And we put all of our time, money, and effort into making Fit 8 a success, and just fucking ground it with Fit 8. And that's why people know Fit 8 today.
Yeah. You know? And what a gamble. And look how it came out. So cool.
Thank God.
I know. Yeah, it's like you rolled the dice on the right one. Thank God.
Jeez.
Is that going to happen for me and you?
I keep just trying to roll that dice.
Like, but I also give credit to, you know, some of our early influencers that we're still friends with today. I mean, you know, Dan Bailey came on and supported us super early on, and that really helped legitimize the product in this community. And then people like, you know, Jackie and Christmas that we're still super close with today, you know, early on. And just, it really was a relationship game. I mean, you guys know Killcliff launched the exact same year that we did. They're East Coast, we're West Coast, mm-hmm. and they were super well-funded. They had all the athletes, all the money, all the, you know, momentum. And we were just like this little underdog, you know, underfunded thing. But it was like, we just want to treat everybody well. Like, even the rise and fall of Progenics, I saw how they were doing things. I'm like, that's not how we ever want to operate. It's like, oh, if you're in the club, you're good. But if you're outside the club, fuck you.
Suck. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. 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 And yeah. I was like, that's not okay. Like, right. let's just treat everybody good. Everybody right. good, regardless.
It's like good karma.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like those that you meet on the way up are the same people you meet on the way down. Yeah. So it's just, you know,
and some of the best, like some of the earliest advice I ever got before I got really good, I became really known in CrossFit, or like got really good at CrossFit. Jenny LaBoss said to me, she said, just be the person on the way up that you want to be on the way down.
Yeah. 100%. Which is, yeah. I'm still working on same that. Thing. I'm just kidding.
A good thing you haven't fallen yet. Let's change. Let's change the way you treat me.
At the end of the day, everything's about relationships, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't give a shit how much, you know, money or fame or anything that anyone has. Like, if they're an asshole, they're an asshole.
Right.
Nothing mm-hmm. changes that. Like, what does change is it tends to accelerate your current propensities. Meaning, if you get money and fame and you're a douche, you're going to be even a douche.
An extra douche.
Extra, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
So,
and at some point, that won't hold up.
Right. Right.
right.
Who's going to be at your funeral? Like, we're all going to die.
Right.
You know, who's going to be there? Like, who's, what's going to be said about you? Oh, they're a total asshole and they fucked right. everybody. Or, hey, you know, they treated people well. And,
right.
you know, I mean, that's so, it's kind of thoughts that always go through my mind. Like, who do I want at my funeral? You know, it was, remind myself of my own mortality and
sure.
where we came from. And, you know, we still got so far to go. I mean, we're,
I was like, hey, dude, you're only like,
in the beverage
yeah,
industry.
You're still
we're
too
spec.
Young. You're not dying yet.
Well, hopefully not
but you're
too
right.
soon.
No. You're right.
Get a few more
I'm
things.
I'm like,
well,
you're going dark. You're going really dark. But no, you're right.
Do you find that in beverage that there are, you have to like stay on your toes? Like, are they making changes a lot? Or is like, because it seems like a pretty cutthroat sort of industry, like any food and beverage type of situation, because there's new stuff coming out all the time. There's new things that are coming out that are exactly like something else, but slightly different. Have you kind of encountered any moment where something maybe did change and you guys had to sort of adjust on the fly, or has it been?
Yeah, constantly adjusting on the fly. I mean, we're always looking to improve products. So we had a nutritionist email in once and she's like, hey, you're using a synthetic form of vitamin E in your Fit 8 and there's a natural form available, a DL form that's even better. And I looked into it and I go, shit, she's right. And so even though it increased our cost of goods by going to the natural form, it was a better thing to do. And so we did it. Always pivoting. I mean, we were the first company to come up with a nootropic drink, you know, Focus It. Now there's 20 nootropic drinks all fighting for the same shelf space. You
right.
know, like we were the first company really to have function forward instead of flavor forward. You notice we have one flavor, mm-hmm. but we have multiple functions. Now, you know, there's lots of competition from other drink companies and shots and, you know, the big boys are always trying to rip you off. And so there's always, you know, pressure, but it keeps you on your toes. And it's like, at the end of the day, you know, you have to resonate with consumers, and the more you're pushing forward and continually innovating and staying ahead of the curve, you can't worry about what the competition's doing. That, you know, I've had things where they're literally copying my offer, copying my marketing campaign, like verbatim, not even
right.
changing things,
right.
like where the red X is and like everything is said. I'm like, holy fuck, this is blatant plagiarism. And it
right.
used to bug the shit out of me. But now I'm like, well, if you're used to doing that, I did that 2 years ago. Like
sure.
I'm already on the other
yeah.
stuff. So
right.
it's just like training probably. Like, oh yeah, someone's trying to cut. Well, look, I'm already more advanced than that. You
right.
know? So
yeah.
just staying ahead of the game. And I don't mind the competition at all. And I try to, you know, really bring up, especially young entrepreneurs that are doing good things in the world, because if it wasn't for my mentors, you know, we wouldn't be here. And so trying to really reciprocate and help, you know, young people out that were, avoid some of the pitfalls that I think that we made.
Right.
Maybe I need a mentor.
I definitely need
Aaron,
a mentor.
Aaron, do you know my mentor?
Key. I'm a phone call away. You know that, Brooke.
He is. He's a phone call away. Okay, so you guys have 9 products, correct?
Is that correct? I don't know. I think that's correct.
I found it on your LinkedIn page. We have a connection on LinkedIn.
Because we have some of the zeros now. So
yeah, that's what I mean. So you have the Golfer Aid.
Fit, Focus, Life, Party, Immunity, Golf, Fit Zero, RX, RX Zero, and CBD. So we have 10 now.
Oh, okay.
And you just launched the CBD.
We did. I'd bring one
tell
here, but I think it sold out. So
tell me about when did you decide that you wanted to put it in a drink?
I've been taking CBD for probably 6 or 7 years now, long before it was, you know, trendy, and always been a fan.
Or in sport, I became even clear for
right,
sport.
Right, 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 right. I mean, it's all the cannabinoids are powerful. Like mm-hmm. it's not, you know, everyone talks about CBD now, but in the long term, I already know it's going to be broad spectrum yep. hemp with CBV, CBDV, CBG, CBN. Like yeah.
It needs to be. Hopefully.
I think it needs to be. And there's synergy behind them. So, you know, we had a broad spectrum hemp from Ojai Energetics, which if anyone knows the industry and researches, they're just the best product out there. They have a nano encapsulation process, no petroleum base whatsoever. So like super really good, high quality, efficacious, bioavailable product. But they also happen to be the most expensive on the market. And it's like, okay, well, if we're going to do this, we're going to have it broad spectrum. We're going to have it THC free. So all the cannabinoids ex-THC, because I want it available for police, fire, sure. first mm-hmm. responders, right. which they can't have any THC.
Sure.
In. And we knew we wanted broad spectrum, and we knew we wanted to use like the best around. So we had been working on this product for a while, and it was just, do we launch it? Do we not? The regulatory environment, you know, risk reward, that type of thing.
Yeah. Then, is it hard? Is it hard to get it, for regulations to get it through?
Well, I mean, it's because FDA hasn't approved
no,
it
No, I
yet.
Know. No, I know. But I'm just saying yeah. like, as far as that.
Well, as an isolate, I believe that it will never be legal. And the reason I right, say that okay. is because it has been approved by FDA for treatment of adolescent epilepsy, which puts it as a prescription drug.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't know of, and I could be wrong on this, but I don't know of any current prescription that's allowed in food or beverage or supplement.
Okay. okay?
Because it's a prescription. There's right. a different class.
Right.
So CBD as an isolate, in isolate form, which I'm not a fan of, anyway, I mean, there's benefits there, but I would rather have it in a broad spectrum.
Okay.
Is a drug. So we knew, you know, we wanted a broad spectrum product to stay clear of having
you know, to
prescription.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
So we believe that we're still in the clear. It does obviously contain CBD, but not as an isolate form.
Right.
So we weighed kind of the cost benefit and knew that it was a great ingredient. I wouldn't want to start a company as a standalone CBD company.
There's a lot of shit to go through.
But we right. also have a massive list. We have 300,000 people on our email list. We have 10,000 gyms. And so having the distribution channel, that's what a lot of people don't think. They're like, oh, if we build it, they will come. Bullshit. Like
right.
if you haven't thought through your marketing and your distribution channel, then you could have the best product in the world. You could have the cure for cancer, but if nobody knows about it and you don't have a means for people to know about it, then it does no one any good except for
right.
yourself.
Right.
So we already have the distribution channel. So that's why we decided to pull the trigger on it. It was like, well, we have the distribution channel. We know all the other drinks on the market. We know we've got the best one. So let's go ahead and move forward with it.
Right.
Now.
When you were down, you had mentioned that you went down to a big beverage conference that was just in LA.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Did they have, I guess, did you learn anything new about kind of CBD in beverage? Is that something that's kind of growing for them to be talking about or discussing?
Oh, yeah.
We got an award, right?
Yeah, we did. We got Rising Star.
Hey, you are a Rising
you
Star.
You are a Rising Star.
9 years a star has been rising.
You're like, dude, I feel like I've been up there for a while.
So about how long? It's about how high?
I was finally, you recognized
with
it.
With all my grays, it'd be more like a falling star.
I have a ton of them too. It's just, I just cover them all the time.
That's why I'm wearing a hat. Like, who is that old man?
No. Yeah, that's very cool though. You guys got that.
Yeah, no, it's cool to get recognition in the industry, as much as I minimize it or whatever, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It should be.
It's cool to be the cute girl at the party, is what I compare it to. You know, when you're cruising around, there's
thousands of brands. I know. It's like, yeah, I know. I'd love to feel like
that. You know exactly what that feels like.
What does that feel like?
You know exactly what that feels like.
That is, man. Yeah, I've, like, working with Pure Spectrum, but, like, I've been taking CBD for a long time. I started taking it before it was cleared for sport.
Yeah.
And that was because I was filming Wonder Woman, but I had been taking so much ibuprofen because I had such bad tendonitis in my knees. I had dosed too much. And so I couldn't take it anymore. And I came home and I was still trying to train and I was just having so much inflammation and pain that I remember I called and spoke to Justin Berg.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically wanted to ask him because my chiropractor or physical therapist had basically mentioned like CBD patches.
Yeah.
And that something like that on the area would, you know, I could do something like that for pain management and inflammation, yeah, even though I can't take ibuprofen. And basically for in CrossFit, they were like, well, we can't tell you not to do it, but we can't tell you you can do it. And I was like, this.
That's very ambiguous.
So like, you're saying like, there's either, a chance.
It's like, well, either, I feel like if I should and you should just say no. And if I should, you should just say yes. It's like, you're either like, you kind of want to catch me in a drug test or you kind of don't want to catch me in a drug test. And so it wasn't in competition season. And I was in Sacramento working for Trifecta and I was at a gym and they had some topical that someone had come in and they were selling it at this gym. And so I bought some to try. And I remember, because so many people are like, oh, it doesn't work. It's a placebo. And I'm like, okay, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. It doesn't. It's okay. It works for me. I literally was in so much pain. I was squatting and I took my knee sleeves off. I took a bunch of the topical and I just like rubbed it on my knees, pulled my knee sleeves back up. And it was a matter of minutes,
yeah,
that I felt so much better. And then the problem I ran into after that was, you know, because not every company or where they're getting it from is created equal. So right, it was hard for me to find, you know, new sources that like gave me effect that made me feel
better. Anti-inflammatory. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of research out there. And if you want to find out for yourself, go to PubMed, PubMed.com. That's where all the index of published research is. So anything you want to find out about, you can look at PubMed and look at any abstract and then dig deeper into the research articles. But everything that's been published in reputable publications is there, and you can see article after article after article publication on the efficacy of not only CBD but to a lesser body of evidence on other cannabinoids. Okay. Do they test for THC in CrossFit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, like, I don't.
But
know.
I know.
Plant,
yeah,
people. Come
I know
on.
A lot of people. That,
prohibition needs to end.
I know people that smoke that partake year round.
I can't believe they test for that.
I don't know. I don't know why they would think that would give you an edge because you would.
It's a vasodilator, so I mean, I toke before I work out.
I know so many people that do. I remember in college, I had a buddy that would get really high and go to the gym.
See, I'm so old that like back in the day, like you would smoke weed, you never knew what was in it. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank you for calling it weed and cannabis. By
yeah,
the way,
no,
I'm fucking shoot myself if I hear cannabis.
No,
cannabis.
I was like,
weed, people.
Yeah, you'd smoke weed. Like I think I smoked weed my entire like junior year, and like it never made me feel motivated. Like I would have never gone to the gym. Yeah, I just would have
it affects
eaten
people
a ton
differently.
Of food.
It depends on the strain.
Well,
too,
now
the
I know.
Strain.
Like now, there's like all these strains. It's like so different than when I was, you know.
I'm
younger.
The opposite. I'm ADD, so I smoke indica. I can't have any sativa. They say sativa is what you smoke to like kind of as an upper, and indica when you want to go to sleep. I'm the opposite. Like indica puts me in flow state. Like I can train. I can be up half the night on indica. Sativa locks me up, and I get all fuck. It fucks up my body. I'm miserable on sativa. Indica. Really? I'm like a fucking well-oiled machine.
Well, so for you, you probably, if you were in competition, you could not be on that.
Because let's try some different strains. Let's try some different strains with you, Gina.
Oh, with me?
No, I'm serious. If you struggle with weed because you get paranoid or whatever,
yeah,
pay attention to the strain and go extreme. Go all indica and all sativa and then see how that affects your body.
What it does.
It took me like 20 years to figure this out. I'd be like, smoke. I mean, we live in Santa Cruz, so let's be real. Like,
I don't have 20 years.
It's like, so
I'll be like
starting
70.
At 16, how old am I now?
5 years. Yeah.
But some days I would be like, you know, all like locked up and miserable and tight. And like,
you're like,
and then
you
other days I'd be like, oh, I feel so good. I'm like, gosh, I can never figure
sometimes
it out.
Sometimes I feel great and sometimes
wait,
I feel like
up
shit.
And tight, you look like you're like on like, like you're on like meth or something, like grinding my teeth.
And I'm like, maybe it has something to do with the strain. I had this bright idea. It took me 20 years to figure it out. I started writing now, like, oh, I toke this. Hey. Wait a second. That shit fucks
well,
me
well, that's
up.
What's crazy is, like, I, like, recently went into, like, a year ago, went into an actual, like, weed shop, you know, because I hadn't smoked for so long.
Yeah.
And it was like, when I was in high school, it was like, whatever showed up.
Right.
Right.
There was no choice.
Yeah, there was like, no choice. You weren't like, local. Oh, what do you have? Figure out which
weed.
Strain this
I'll
is.
Take it.
Yeah, it's weed. It's like, whatever. Oh, okay.
It was called a dime bag.
It could be laced with anything. Yeah, it could be laced with anything. And you'd smoke it and you'd be like, oh, wow, that was weird. Or I fell off the deck.
Let's go to
I
Taco Bell.
I ended up in a dog bed. Or I was in Taco Bell. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Taco like, Bell
yeah,
again.
Yeah, you never like really knew. But like now, and I remember like I went into the weed shop for the first time. I was like, what the hell is this? They're like behind glass cases.
It's all
know?
Official now.
Yeah.
Would you like it in chocolate form?
Yeah, I know. And they were like, well, what kind of high do you want? I was like,
I'm trying to go to sleep.
I just want to go to sleep. Oh, well, you want this and you want that and da da da. And I was
the
like,
best
I
was
had
a couple
no idea
years
there was
ago
such a science
when
to
it was
this.
Your medicine, because then it was all medical, right?
Oh, so right.
My medical card.
Oh, right.
What kind of medicine can I get for you? I'm like, I'm just trying to get baked, buddy. Like, give me the indica. I mean, I would have to bite my cheek to be talking about my medicine. I'm like, bro.
I'm not sick.
Yeah.
I'm not sick.
I don't have cataracts.
Yeah. What the fuck? Glaucoma.
Anyways.
Oh, boy. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
I feel like we've regressed the whole time.
I know. Well, that's usually what happens on our podcast, unfortunately, Aaron. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, good, good.
We tried to warn you ahead of time that we don't really...
I apologize in advance to the audience.
We don't really have a format.
Oh, no, they definitely don't mind. No,
okay.
Yeah, they don't mind.
We officially know now because they communicate with us actually so great, so well. I
know.
Emails today, that they love it. They love that it doesn't have a format. They love that it's like this conversation.
Yeah. They're just
they
here
really
on the
love
couch
it. And I'm like,
us.
Thank God, because this is all we know how to do.
Yeah, this is it.
Just say things that are inappropriate. We don't. Man. Many times we've had podcasts where we sit down and we press play, and me and Jeannie go, all right, what do you want to talk about?
We've covered sex and drugs.
Yeah.
I feel like we should hit on rock and roll or
something.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I would try, but there's not any rock and
roll. No rock and roll in you?
Well, I mean, wow. I like grew up going to punk shows.
Okay, yeah,
oh,
you're
a punk girl.
I was a punk girl.
Her sisters have a band.
Like the late 80s.
Did you have like...
Oh, I wore black lipstick.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, were you...
Oh, yeah.
It was called a mod, right?
Yeah.
Mod?
Was that you know what? That's funny that you know that.
Yeah.
Mod is not like a well-known thing.
Hey, mod.
Yeah, mod was more like if you were...
It was like the black lipstick and
no,
the black fingernails.
No, so mod was more like if you wore like old clothes like from the 60s.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Like you would like... but you're right. It was still kind of like in that same genre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I got pregnant. That's a weird thing to segue into. I got pregnant.
I can't remember which button it is. It goes,
I got pregnant at a punk show. No, I didn't. I didn't. I got pregnant and, you know, I was like 18 and I was still trying to go to punk shows. And I remember I went to, it was called Johnny P. Bucks and the Swinging Udders. Now they're just the Swinging Udders.
The Swinging Udders?
The Swinging Udders. But at the time they were called Johnny.
You had Swinging Udders?
No, yeah, I didn't know. Not yet. Not yet.
They
I
were coming
it.
In.
No,
the milk was coming in.
Did you get on stage and support people?
No, I hadn't had the baby yet. No, so I was like newly pregnant and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go to this really cool punk show. It's always like underground, right? It's always like in a basement somewhere. And like I went there and I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, and like the music's going and like the mosh pit starts going and I was like, oh, I should probably protect my baby. You know, I go in the corner and like this guy like bounces out of the mosh pit and like smashes into me. And I was like, oh, I think my career is over. I think this is it for me.
The best thing.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. So yeah, I know. So that was it for me. But
her sisters have a punk band called Here Kitty Kitty.
Yeah. Like Here it. Kitty
that's
Kitty.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then my brother-in-law, we had him on the show. He was
Joe. He is awesome.
Now he does like the spiritual AF and whatever podcast. But
he's a dope
very
guy.
Cool guy.
You would like him a lot.
So he's been in tons of punk bands. I remember like in the Santa Cruz area, he was in Fury 66. He was in
I remember
Crucial Unicorn. Uh-huh. He was in now I can't remember all the names, but like we would go and take like our kids and like put them in like headphones and they never knew how cool they were. We're like, dude, you're at punk show.
Nice.
You're at a punk show.
Yeah. You're like 5 and 6, you know, super good parents.
Joe has a really awesome recording studio.
Oh yeah.
Which is awesome. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're into music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really, really, really
album. Being a DJ, I'll contribute something.
Yeah. Daniel and his and the boys will go up and rap.
Oh, really?
Have you ever heard DJ Rap?
No.
Oh, my gosh. They,
is he good?
All, it's good.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right on.
Him and all of his buddies. Yeah, no, Joe has the studio. One time, was it for DJ's birthday?
Yeah.
And we tried to do a rap, and we were terrible.
Yeah.
And we decided that we
Let's
wouldn't do it.
It
again.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
No. No, we were drunk one time in New Orleans and tried to rap.
Thought we were so good.
We also thought we were so good.
I'm really good at rhyming when I'm drunk.
I wish that I could. I wish I had my phone on me right now. I would pull up Halloween a couple years ago. We did like a Mad Max theme. And Brooke and I were like, this party's lame at my own house. We left the party. We're at my own house. We're in literally like Mad Max outfits. We have like those football shoulder pads, and we like glued like feathers
awesome.
And all this shit to it, right? We like looked super cool. We were like, yeah, let's blow this joint. We fucking
call an Uber.
Yeah, we go downtown. We get hammered downtown. Leave all my guests at the house. Come like as we're coming back.
And downtown was way more lame. Than
yeah,
the house, but we were
lame,
drunk.
Way lame. And then as we're like walking back to the Uber, we're like trying to rap, and it was like.
I know how it started. You said,
okay.
Let's
go. No, yeah. No. We're not going to actually rap.
Gino's like,
Halloween.
That's already a hard one.
It was already bad.
To lead with.
And then you were like, Goose and Ghouls.
I don't know what I said.
And then,
dude, I remember when we were in New Orleans, we were out for a concert to the Weeknd.
Yeah. We saw the Weeknd. We saw the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
It was a really cool
I vividly
festival.
Remember being in the back of an Uber, so drunk.
Yeah.
And just bars.
Yeah. We thought
just spin bars.
I think you were doing a lot better than I was. I'm like a really good
you
hype person.
I like to party now that I think about it. I think about all the parties we've thrown.
Right?
And one consistency is you two getting your groove on, having some shots.
Oh, well, you did host a really cool party at the games this last year.
Yeah, it was
fun.
That was so fun.
I felt like royalty.
There's not too many CrossFit parties.
It was pretty cool.
No.
But it was very cool. It was like...
We even got Dan Bailey there to have a drink. I was like,
wow.
Dan Bailey?
Yeah. That's a lot.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
What else can we get you to do?
So what's funny is you guys hosted that party, and Brooke and I were like, oh, you know what? We got to get up really early tomorrow. You know what we're going to do? We're going to get there early, and then we're going to leave early.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going
to
start drinking early.
We have to get up early.
Right.
And so we got there, and it was like, I mean, I'm with Brooke,
yeah, you
right?
You were the first ones there.
We were the first ones.
Right. We were the first ones there.
It doesn't officially start for a half hour, but
no.
I'll get you a drink.
We're like, thank you.
You guys were so accommodating.
We like to party at 4, so we're in bed by 10 p.m.
Like, huh, okay.
Now my age is making sense,
we
right?
We party like we're 50 because Gina's almost 50.
Well, no, so it was so cool because we did. Like, you guys were so accommodating. Like, we got there, and it was so funny because I'm, like, with her, and everywhere I go with her, it's like, you know, it's a CrossFit thing, so they're like, oh, you. Come here, like doing the wave in, and then we go in and we have like this cool table, and then like we're sitting there, and like you were so great, you were like coming over, you're like, oh, do you need anything else? Do you need more drinks? Anything, you know? And I was like,
sure,
whatever she wants, sure, yeah. And then it was very cool because then as the night like went on, because there was like that barrier.
Yeah.
You know, like
we were in the VIP. Area.
Yeah, we were in the VIP.
VIP.
And then, and the peasants were down below.
Yeah,
just
so many
there weren't peasants. They were very cool people. They were all like down there, like dancing and stuff. And
I know. I jumped over the
little barrier and like went and danced.
Yeah, it was like jumped over like cool.
It was like a railing.
It was like a railing. Went and danced them.
No. All the what are they? Not Norwegians. Are they Norwegian? What's Sarah? Icelanders.
Icelandics.
They all like to party.
Oh, definitely.
Sorry, Sarah. I knew you were Icelandic. I've been there. I've been traveling a lot. They all start blending together.
No, I don't know where
they
I
like
are
to now. Party. Little, what's his name? The BJ, or what do they call him? Little guy.
Goodmanson?
Yeah, Goodmanson.
Yeah.
He's gotten
BKG.
Loose a few times. BK. And Annie, I've seen her sideways a few
little
times.
Little party?
Yeah. I haven't seen Annie. I mean, I also don't like party with them all the time.
Yeah.
But Sarah.
Sarah?
Me and Sarah got down in Miami.
Sarah gets
a
down.
A few years
Sarah
ago.
Gets down. So does I like Cody partying with Cody Mooney and those guys. They have fun. And as well as all the Misfit crew like to party.
Oh, too. For sure.
Yeah. What's the Misfit crew?
It's a
like Travis Williams.
They have a bunch of athletes.
I don't know everybody.
But there's not a ton. Like if you really look at like the entire
right.
CrossFit ecosystem.
There's probably more back in the day. I remember in the like when I first started getting into CrossFit stuff or like maybe being around HQ. Like, you know who's so fun at the after party? Fucking Annie Sakamoto.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh.
Annie is she gets there, she competed all week, gets there, and she is on the dance floor breaking it down until it shuts down.
She showed up this year. She had a good time.
I love her. Yeah, she's awesome. Like, she's always like smile just ear to ear.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can all take a lesson from her. Mm-hmm. Turn that frown upside down, Gina. I'm trying.
Are you mad?
No, it's just my natural
look. No, I'm smiling. I just had Botox.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All the girls in L.A. It's just like... Every single one.
Hey, don't make fun. I have that shit, okay?
But you know what it is? It's extreme.
It's bad. That whatever's becoming the fad.
Yeah.
Which for a while, I guess, and probably still is like the Kardashians, right? The amount of girls that I see like on social, like on the Explore page and things like that, they're beautiful. They all look the exact same.
I know. I keep saying that.
Yeah. They all look the same.
Like every single doctor is like, oh no, you, yeah. Oh, like I know people who are like, I don't know, like 26 years old who've gone in. They're like, oh, you need to pump up your lip and you have to do this on your cheeks and this and that. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. If you don't have a doctor that will say no,
we're not making a bunch of clones. It's not a good doctor.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. I always have like trolls on my pictures, whatever, like comment about how
every
I've
time
ruined,
you say that, I think of like a troll doll.
Face. Literally, they're like, I'm not kidding.
Again.
They talk about how I've ruined my face, and I'm like, okay, if a little routine Botox because I'm 30 years old is ruining it, fuck me then.
I guess I'm ruining it.
I'm like, I still have expression. It's not that many, but people that think
Aaron's like looking like, what am I supposed to say?
People think that my cheeks are fake.
Oh no. You just
really
think that I've had my cheeks done. And I'm like, I've posted photos of me when I was little and me now. Same fucking cheeks done.
Oh yeah. I've had mine done.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Well,
but like
lightly.
I mean, you can get like.
What does it mean to have them done?
I don't really know. You can have filler.
So for me,
because as you get older,
for me,
like implants.
No.
Could they do that?
No.
Oh.
No.
Could they
no,
do
no,
that?
No, no.
Oh, I'm thinking like a boob job. No, like no, I had no. them done. Like they stuff like. A
no,
little.
I just had laser like 2 days ago, so I'm a little swollen right now. But like my I had filler put in my cheeks because as you get older, especially
lose
women,
collagen.
You
and it just goes like this.
You start to implode. I don't know what to, I don't know.
Deflate.
Yeah. Like, or like sag. So what they'll do is they'll put a little bit like beads of filler, like right here. And then it'll just kind of like pull it up again.
Huh.
But some people overfill. And if like some people like Brooke's age that are younger, that are just trying to change their looks, they're like, oh, I don't have like defined cheekbones. So I'm just going to like put all this shit in here.
Well, you can't
like,
even
overfill.
Tell that you two have had work. I must
but
say.
But that's what I'm saying.
In LA, you can tell every, like, I don't want to overgeneralize, but it's like, I mean, it's like gone extreme. Well, like they went too many pumps with the
right.
Oh yeah,
they don't want any wrinkles. Is the problem?
Or they don't want any wrinkles. Plus, they want like
big lips when they have small lips. Or
DSL.
The duck sucking.
Duck sucking.
You
lips.
Want duck
exactly
sucking lips
like
is what
dick
you want.
Sucking lips, yeah. But different.
But with a duck.
Quack quack.
Yeah, really big lips.
All right, we got off topic. Again.
Big huge cheeks.
Yeah,
and then so much Botox that when you smile, it's
like nothing. Yeah, no, you don't want that.
Yeah,
I see some of the bodybuilders will like get calf implants. And,
oh
like,
yeah,
ass implants
oh yeah,
and,
they do implants like that. That's like,
crazy.
Or like, triceps that do all kinds of weird shit. I will be honest. I do on social media when I come across a lot. I mean, fuck, fitness influencers, dime a dozen. I do. True. I will watch some of the videos to kind of see if I can tell if their butt's fake.
Hmm.
I don't think I could. I don't think I would be able to tell. I think I'd be like one of those haters that's like, oh, it looks really good. Oh, fake.
What are they doing there? Do they put an implant?
Yeah.
In
there's different ways because now they do implants.
Oh, some
but
of
now
them
they also
inject shit.
Yeah.
In
there. So some people they actually do a called Sculptra, and it's better for you. It's an implant that it actually gets your body to produce its own.
Well, no, it's not an implant. It's a filler.
Sorry, it's a filler.
Yeah.
And it goes into the area and they inject it in all the areas and it makes your body will produce its own like collagen and it like
interesting.
Will fill up.
But it only lasts for a couple years.
Or, I mean, or longer, depends on the person.
Why not just get juiced up and squat heavier?
I've also, okay.
Right?
Like, you want to get a bigger ass.
Why not just
I am gonna tell, I am going to tell this. This is a secret.
Ooh,
sort of.
Breaking news.
No, you can't do that.
It's kind of a secret.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do a kind of secret.
I know what you're going to say.
There was just a time where...
You wanted
I'm not
going to
say which doctor, but a doctor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was asking, because I had my boobs redone. It's the only thing I've had done. And I just asked about butts. and like all the different things girls do for butts. And he's really great, very honest, this doctor. And he also, like, you know, on the aside from like our appointment, was just saying, showed me a woman that he knows, her butt was incredible. And she's like a fitness person. And I was like, okay, how did you get it like that? Like, either what exercise did you do?
Did you get to give it a squeeze?
No, because it's a picture. In my mind, I squoze it.
Can you come by the office? Someone needs a cup of feel on that ass.
In my mind, yeah. I squoze it.
But basically what I found out was how she built this beautiful, real butt is because she was doing steroids and then just really focusing on just doing exercises just to build her butt.
Yeah. There you
go. Because my big, and I was like, not for me.
No, not for you.
Because like what I always said is like I see these girls that have these, they have the, even in fitness, outside of CrossFit, everyone has the same body. Mm-hmm. It's becoming the body. Mm-hmm. They have the small waist, big butt, and
that round thing
pretty
in
little
your face, you get sprung.
And then pull up the truck when you notice that butt was stuck.
Oh,
that's something.
Go up and drive the Honda, make it make that taste my Fonda. Fonda ain't got a.
I was like, back in that Honda. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit ups, but please don't lose that butt. I was like waiting until I actually knew the words. I was like, this was like. One, two,
skip to
three,
the chorus.
Four, one, two, three.
But my comment was always like, you can't have, and this is an assumption, but my assumption was, you can't have a butt like that and have no hamstring and mm-hmm. no quad. Right. Like, to me, it's like, you know, I don't have a really big butt. I have huge hamstrings. And it's like, maybe if my hamstrings are a little bit smaller, my butt to hamstring ratio would look more like some of these girls. And so
well,
I found
I'm glad
out.
You're
so
saying that because that's why I keep my legs skinny, so it makes my cock look that much bigger. Like, I was like, oh, you need to work your legs more. I'm like, are you kidding me?
No,
I like the
that?
Ratios.
Why
I like the proportions there.
Same thing. I'm like, my vagina's huge.
I get my legs really big. Yeah, my vagina looks so small.
My legs really skinny. So my vagina looks ginormous.
Anyone can hear
huge labia.
But yeah, I was like, And so when I found that out, I was like, honestly, thank you. Like, at least I now know what a lot of people, right. like, that's what the girls are willing to do. And it comes down to, like, what are you willing to do?
Right.
How bad do you want it? And I'm like, you know.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Because I saw your face and I don't want that.
Oh.
Ooh. They get
steroids,
the
acromegaly. Okay? Yeah. Or it's like, yeah, it's like,
right. you get, like the back zits or, yeah.
Really, it's like you start to see it in like the right. jaw.
Facial what do they call it? Dysmorphia?
No, that's like when you look in the mirror and you see something different than what you think.
Acromegaly.
Acromegaly?
I'm spit out of the game so long, I can't even tell you wrong here. I used to know what that was called. Yeah, it's basically where your growth plates start realigning. So when you see that
like manly features.
Like a Cro-Magnon man, like they start looking like back in the evolutionary.
Well, it's kind of how you just said that. Can I just tell you, I'm sorry. We almost have to like end this.
Yeah, because I need another drink.
I know, I'm sorry. But can I just tell you right now?
Yes.
We were talking about 23andMe earlier. Uh-huh. There is a part in there where it tells you, like, did you look at your Neanderthal traits?
I am Neanderthal.
I am Neanderthal. Do you know what it told me? Mm. I am more Neanderthal than 57%.
That's like me. Where's my phone?
57% of all, like, 23andMe customers.
I'm a really high percent of Neanderthal.
Well, and then in my my DNA group, which is like, I think there's like 357, it says, you're the winner. I'm the most Neanderthal of everyone in 357. So when you say Cro-Magnon, I was like, oh my God, do I have like a giant forehead and a giant lip? And like, what does that mean? And you know what it meant? It meant I was more likely to have straight hair, not sneeze after eating chocolate, had to have height. Wow. And then there was a fourth one, but I can't remember what the name was what the trait was.
Yeah, I was
funny
pretty Neanderthal. And
I want to see which one of us are more Neanderthal.
I've had my phone. We'll check after this. Okay. We'll tell you guys next time.
Yes,
but important. I also found out on my 23andMe that I was very highly. What is that group called?
Haplogroup.
Through my haplogroup, I am a descendant from. Oh God! Who are the guys that like?
The Vikings.
Yes,
Vikings. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were saying you were English-Irish.
English-Irish. I'm actually related to King Louis the 14th, I think. It's got like a picture of the king. Like, oh, yeah, here's how you're related. So that's kind of cool.
Damn.
Really?
You know what the scariest thing about 23andMe is? See,
what?
You never have to experience this because you're females. Every week it sends me an email and it says, ding, 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 you have new DNA relatives.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
As a man, it's the scariest fucking thing ever. I'm like, oh, God.
Because you're like, oh, shit, do I have some other kids out there?
I open it up and like every time my heart starts racing, I start sweating a little bit. I'm just waiting. I'll be on like Sally, Jesse, Raphael. I'm like, daddy. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. So what's so funny is I was just talking to somebody about this. This happened to somebody I know, well, through the grapevine, though. And he actually bought kits for his kids. They all did it. And then it started, because it'll tell you again.
Yeah.
Well, and they say it gets even better if the more people in your family
do it.
They
get more information. Right. But he gave it to his kids. All of his kids did it. And since they're, like, he did it and his kids did it, there were some other people that became also 50% related to them, which means that they share a parent. Mm. So he found out that he had parented other children with someone else besides the kids that he gave the kits to mother.
Right.
Oy. And it was like, ooh. So I understand that. Yes.
Familial drama.
Right.
23andMe. Right.
Crazy. Stay away.
Yeah. Right after I did it, people were, talking about, probably like Bill Burr, which I love, comedian, talking about like 23andMe and why not to do it. It's like, you're just giving your DNA to the government. And I was like, Oh, well.
It's done.
I'm going to do it anyway. I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, very Swiss, both my parents. And then in Switzerland, like Swiss German, you've got, French, Italy, Germany, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm very Swiss German, Irish German, and English. Irish German, English.
You're also very white.
I'm very white. But I'm a Viking, so I am.
So you're cooler than me?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're badass.
Thank you.
They went into places and just like killed all the ugly people. I remember what Annie told me that one time. Yeah.
The Vikings, actually being in Iceland, you can go through the whole history and like the original Vikings and to like survive on Iceland. Have you guys been there?
No.
Oh my God. You'd have to be a tough SOB.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No. Imagine Hawaii.
Right.
With no trees and no vegetation.
Okay.
And freezing cold all the time.
Right now with my
No wonder they're fucking
sounds badass.
Everyone's like, oh, it's the best place. I was like, I'm brown. Like, we don't do good in that environment. Like, I need a warm beach and warm water and dolphins.
I want like a pool and a cocktail.
Trying to show off this 13%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My 13% comes knocking quick. Yeah. Like, get me the fuck out of here.
It just dominated all
There's
the
There's only
rest
one
of
reason we showed up on this island, and it wasn't to be,
I get it.
All right. Well,
all right.
We covered a lot.
Yeah,
we did.
We'll come back just real quick.
Are you coming back?
Yeah, but just for the end.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like cutting to a commercial and coming back.
No.
Like, oh, wow, man. We got a long way to go.
We do have commercials. We're going to record after this.
I think this drink just kicked in.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been through a lot. You had your chiropractic office.
You started from the bottom. Now you're here.
Yep.
Yeah. You're a rising star.
That was my
rising star.
What's maybe some advice that you could give to not only us, but our listeners, like business advice? I know that's like a very broad question and I have a really hard time when people ask me questions like that, but maybe just very specific for people that are starting something new that, they would love to own a business.
Yeah. Surround yourself with good people, check your ego at the door. So don't be afraid to bring on people that are smarter than you and are more talented than you. It's necessary to grow. Choose a single target market. Too many people try to go too big too soon or too broad too soon. Choose a single target market, whether that's a specific niche or that's a specific geography. But, make it work with one person or one store or one whatever, and then 10 before you try to make it work for a million. Those are probably the two biggest things when you're first starting out.
Great advice.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over.
Hey,
you're fun, man.
Me.
Yeah.
You're super fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
I knew that. You didn't know that?
I mean, I already knew it, but I'm just saying, like, this has been, like, super fun.
Oh,
it's, like,
also,
one of my favorite podcasts so far.
I know that your last little get-together that you threw, I was going to come and I was out of town. When's the next one?
It's always first weekend in October. We have, this year we had 24 DJs, about 100, 105 people.
Wow.
Went for 3 days. We officially start Friday, but it kind of started Thursday. We officially end Sunday, but it didn't end until Tuesday. So I scheduled some buffer days. But no, incredible music, some of those talented DJs all around. We had two DJs from Hawaii come out. You know, DJs from the East Coast. It was epic. We had How a light fun. Show. It was probably the best year.
Wow. Can you make next year the best year? Because I'll come next year.
So we keep doing, keep up leveling.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank up you for and coming and chatting with us and dealing with our very off the cusp.
Yeah. our obnoxious.
I don't know. Selves.
Yes.
And hopefully we can chat soon.
All right.
And you. I did actually want to ask one more question.
Yeah.
When you launched the CBD product, you said you're sold out.
Yep.
How fast did you guys sell out?
2 days.
Wow.
Yeah, how many?
We did $170,000 in 2 days, I think.
Wow.
So we sold out of our entire production run. So anyone out there, hopefully by the time you're listening to this, we've gotten you your order, but things are taking.
It's going to show up.
We're literally producing it as fast as we can right now.
Yeah.
So forgive us. It's taken a little longer than we typically take to get product out.
Well, who knew it would be such a hit?
Well,
yeah,
for anyone that I feel like everyone here should know what Fit 8 is, but anyone who doesn't, or maybe they do but they are not sure where to find you guys.
Yep. You can always go to our website, lifeaidaidbevco.com. check us out at Fit 8 on Instagram, or if you want to reach out to me at Aaron Aaron Hind.
Long That's right.
H-I-N-D-E.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Hindy or Hindy.
You guys remember to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.